I think part of the reason that Jay mentioned three times that I was in the Consumer Protection Division is because I communicated at least three times that my home in the Texas Attorney General's office is within the Consumer Protection Division. That is a division that is charged by law with enforcement of our state's Deceptive Trade Practices Act, a law that is not specific to cyber or to technology, but that has proved to have great application, you know, as we face new challenges. It's a law that broadly prohibits false, misleading, or deceptive acts or practices in the conduct of trade or commerce. So the Consumer Division, aside from enforcing the DTPA, also enforces laws that focus on privacy issues. And probably the most notable of those laws is the Texas Identity Theft Enforcement and Protection Act, or as we call it, ITEPA, which is not exactly catchy sounding, but, and I know we're going to be talking about it later, so I won't go into detail about it now. The division's like track record over the years includes a very broad range of privacy and cybersecurity enforcement cases based on ITEPA, based on the DTPA, which address issues ranging from children's online privacy protection to the unlawful installation of tracking cookies, to the proposed sale of sensitive personal information in the context of bankruptcy proceedings, and then also to cases involving data breaches, some of which we're going to be talking about later today. In addition to our straight-up enforcement functions, the division's work includes mediation of consumer complaints and consumer education. Before the division commences an investigation, files a lawsuit or settles the case, we obtain the approval of our executive administration. So we can talk a lot more about just the work of the division, but I think maybe that's enough there, Jay.
Perfect. Perfect, Esther. And let me just push you right at the outset here. Could you give us some ideas to two or three cyber cases or issues even that your office has recently worked on?
Sure. By way of background for our audience, Jay really wanted us to talk about things that we are currently like working on or thinking about. And I and my fellow regulators explained, we pretty much can only talk about those things that are already public. You know, good try, Jay. Can't blame Jay for trying. But so the cases that I'm going to report on today are those that have already been publicly announced. And I'm really very pleased to be able to allow this audience that over the last 12 months or so, you know, COVID challenges and, you know, all of those things aside, the division was able to conclude four data breach investigations, which were each resolved by the entry of agreed judgments or settlements. Three of those cases involved protected health information, which speaks, I think, to the importance of securing PHI. And then one of our cases involved the compromise of credit card information. So first, I'm going to talk about our Anthem case that was filed about 10 months ago. The Anthem settlement resolved a 43-state investigation that commenced after the company announced back in 2015 that it had been the subject of a breach involving 78 million people from across the country, including 2.6 million Texans. In its announcement, Anthem disclosed that cyber attackers had accessed personal information that was unencrypted and that the information accessed had included names, dates of birth, social security numbers, all high value stuff, right? Including healthcare identification numbers. There were other details included in the Anthem announcement that we don't particularly need to go into right now. So at a very high level, the Anthem settlement included five main injunctive or compliance elements. The first one, and if this was a live audience, I can just imagine the eyes sort of like rolling when I say this one. But the first element is one that requires a company to develop, implement, and maintain a comprehensive written information security program that is reasonably designed to protect the security, the integrity, and the confidentiality of PI and PHI that the company collects, stores, transmits, maintains, and or destroys. A second prong, though, of that settlement sort of fleshes out some of what that means, because it includes over 20 separate specific information security control and process requirements that address matters that are many of you are going to be very familiar with, such as regular monitoring, logging and inspection of network traffic and internal data warehouses, assuring secure remote access, segmentation, access controls, data retention, antivirus maintenance, privileged account management, encryption, pen testing, training, and periodic risk assessments, you know, all a very sort of risk-based approach. The third prong in Anthem is that it addresses governance issues, and that is something that increasingly is being included in state data breach settlements. In this particular case, in Anthem, the compliance terms require regular reporting regarding data security matters to the board of directors, as well as prompt notice of significant security events be provided to the CEO. The fourth element in Anthem is that it requires that post-settlement there be third-party information security assessments conducted. These are to be conducted by a qualified information system security professional who is required under the settlement terms to prepare a formal report to confirm the company's status in the implementation and maintenance of the various security controls and processes that the company agreed to in the settlement.